What were your thoughts about the data that was presented at the last ASCO meeting on the anthracycline cardiotoxicity? There were a couple of papers presented, and the cardiologist from Memorial, Richard Steingart, did the discussion there. What was your takeaway from all that?
Well, I think that we try to distinguish between cardiac toxicity from anthracyclines as compared to cardiac toxicity from trastuzumab. One of the important take-home points that Rich Steingart made in reviewing the data were that still the benefits of anthracyclines and of trastuzumab in curing a fatal disease, that is a potentially fatal disease, that is breast cancer, still greatly overshadow the cardiac concerns. We oncologists tend to be very attuned, and I think it's commendable, to the harm that we can do patients. But still, for the vast majority of patients in whom we feel an anthracycline or trastuzumab are necessary, the benefits almost always outweigh the harm. Having said that, the second important, I think, eye-opening message that I got from Rich Steingart's presentation was that most oncologists don't look beyond left ventricular ejection fraction. We do MUGAs, we do echocardiograms. Cardiologists know that there's a lot more to myocardial dysfunction than simply measuring ejection fraction. Diastolic dysfunction, in particular, can cause symptomatic changes in cardiac function. So I think we as oncologists will also become more sophisticated and find new tools to measure cardiac dysfunction other than simply looking at left ventricular ejection fraction.